Humanitarian organizations in Iraq say security concerns are hampering their efforts to help the Iraqi people. Nearly 8 weeks after Baghdad fell to coalition forces, people here remain afraid. There have been numerous reports of children being kidnapped off the streets. Looting continues, although mostly in the south. And some nights, there is still gunfire. Coalition officials say they are increasing the number of military patrols and that more police officers are being hired. But complaints continue, and not only from local residents. The relief agencies trying to help the Iraqi people say the security situation is still hampering their efforts. The local spokesman for the UN Children's Agency, Jeffrey Keel, says school supplies have arrived, but the lack of security is preventing their distribution.
We still don't have any real law and order in this country, and that's making it very difficult for us to do our jobs. Firstly, for instance, people do not feel safe. They're reluctant to send their children out into the streets. And for us, we're really desperately trying to get kids back into school right now, because after the last couple of months where school was not an option for them, they need to get back into class to finish their exams so that they don't lose an entire school year.
Mr. Keel says his agency, UNICEF, is also reluctant to fill the schools with new supplies for fears looters may break in and steal them. Adding to the sense of unease, according to Mr. Keel, is the fact that there is no one available to answer the questions of concerned parents.
There's no effective authority right now in the country. We need to have a sense of who is in the Ministry of Education, who is in the Ministry of Health, how these institutions are going to function. The people of Iraq don't know who they can go to for their problems, and that's a very big issue because they need to know that they can voice their concerns and that they have somebody who's listening.
Coalition officials say they are working as fast as they can to bring life back to some sense of normality, but they say nation building takes time and people will need to be patient. In the meantime, hundreds of tons of food have arrived in Iraq, and the World Food Program has begun the process of distributing rations throughout the country. But because of looting, that process has been delayed, according to World Food Program spokeswoman Antonia Paradella.
Restarting the distributions for 27 million Iraqis has been a huge challenge for all partners involved. The Ministry of Trade has seen their main offices looted and burned, their computers stolen, their records lost, warehouses damaged or looted.
Ms. Paradella says a security force is needed to protect the food warehouses. In addition, she says the relief agencies need a legal system to deal with Iraqis working in the food aid system who may try to sell the food to people who should be getting it for free. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Baghdad.